Okay, so the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the Shita of Rabbi, the Shita of Rabbi Lezer, as to whether or not Rabbi Lezer, when he says in our Mishnah that the idea that it's possible, well, that means it's possible the Raisa the Rabbanon. The Gemara said yesterday that maybe that there is a machlokas as to whether or not he says it's the Raisa and therefore it's Karis, or it's machlokas, it's the Rabbanon. Now we're up to, like, because Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah had said that my time with Rabbi Lezer. Where is Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah? Rabbi Lezer says, right, "How come it's a minchel echol davar shein darkel echol hakir davar shein darkel hakir kasher v'lebs aposel." So Rabbi Lezer says, "Posel." If you try to combine the when you are trying to make a machshava, something that's not supposed to be eaten to eat, or something that's supposed to put on his bayat to be eaten, the other way around, he says it's possible. So then the Gemara said that the machlok, that he says that he brought down two shitas, machlok is whether or not he is karis or not, and the Gemara says, lo, l'kuliyama karis leka. Everyone agrees, there's a brisa, and everyone agrees that there is no karis, that everyone agrees that there's no chi of karis on a karbon where you change from achilas mizbeach to achilas adam, right, and opposite. V'hacha, in this brisa that we said yesterday, is shalos machlokos madavar. There are three, which is three-way machlokas. In Tanakama, the Tanakama and the Braisa, that Tanakama and the Braisa brought the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, but he only said the machlokas in Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim regarding when you change the Lashon Achila, when you say, I'm going to eat something that's roi to the Mizbeach, right, or I'm going to makdir something that's roi to be eaten, right? So the Tanakama savar b'hanach pligi. He holds that's the only place where there is a machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. That Rabbi Lezer says it's possible, midrabbanan, because it's a gzeira, maybe you'll come to be machshar even if you eat, if you say achila, if you have machshava to eat something that's supposed to be eaten, right? But when it comes to haniach, when you have the machshava, which was just to leave the blood till tomorrow, not just throw it, but just to leave it over till tomorrow, divrei kol kasher. The Tanakhama is going to say that is kosher. That Rabbi Lezer is going to be moda in that case. There's no psul. Right, so look at Rashi. L'hacha gimel machlokas b'davar. Tanakhama savar b'hanach pligi. To Rabbi Lezer gozer utter machshava kidarko. The machlokas is whether when the example is someone says I'm going to eat something that's roy to be burnt on the mizbeach. Rabbi Lezer says that still gets a psul to Rabbanan. Gzeira atu, the person says, I'm going to eat something that should be eaten, that's supposed to be eaten. And to Rabbi Lezer, gazu atu, machshava kedarko, the havi pikul, hilka gazar b'shalo kedarko, the havi pasol. Aval, however, lahaniach, to have machshava to leave the blood over to tomorrow, divrei kol kshera, everyone would agree, including Rabbi Lezer, that is kosher, to lo asra Torah, ela machshavas achila v'shtia, b'chlal achilahu, the holy machshava the Torah talks about, is if you have machshava to eat or to drink something beyond a lot of time. Mixas damu atu ko damu lo gazrinan. So if you have a machshava to leave over some of the blood tomorrow, that's not going to make the carbon possible. And we don't suggest that there. You don't say that just as carbon is possible for a gzera atu of leaving over all the blood tomorrow. Because if you leave over all the blood tomorrow, you got a problem. The carbon becomes possible. So you don't say that the gzera that if I have machshava to leave over some atu that I left over the whole thing.
To leave the whole thing over is what?
We'll get to it.
Oh.
Okay. I think it's going to be possible, but we'll see. Fine. That's the Shita of the Tanakhama. Then came Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Bahanach Pligi. Yes, in the case of where you have Machshava to eat something that's not supposed to be eaten, or Makter something that is supposed to be eaten, that's there's a Machlokas. But Lahaniach, when it comes to leaving over the blood till tomorrow, he'll say divrei hakol pasul. He'll say everyone agrees that it is pasul. The opposite of the Tanakhama, who said everyone agreed that it is kosher. He says divrei hakol pasul. My timer. Why should we be machmir and say that leaving machshava to leave over some of the blood is pasul? Gezerah mitzvahs damo atu kol damo. You have a gezerah, some of the blood for all of the blood, because you can be choshesh that if you have machshava to leave over all the blood. If you have machshava to leave over part of the blood, we're concerned that you're going to have machshava to leave over all of the blood. And right, because they reached damo atu kol damo, and kol damo psul d'oraisa, and a machshava of leaving over all the blood The Gemara says it's pasul midoraisa. Why? The Tanya Amar lahem Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to Chachamim, "Iatem modim li sheim hinichol lemachar. If you actually leave over the blood tomorrow, till tomorrow, you just leave the blood. It makes the carbon pasul. Iatem right. Iatem modim li sheim hinichol lemachar she pasul. So you should be most modim to me. Chishev lanichol lemachar nami pasul. The machshava to leave it to do something." To leave over all the blood is also possible. If the leaving over all the blood is possible, so the machshavah to do something that makes it possible also should be, make it possible. So he says, they machlokes in Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is to whether or not Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim agree, if you have a machshavah la'aniach some of the blood, is that possible? Tanakama says everyone agrees it's mutter because we don't make this gezerah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, everyone agrees that it is possible. Then Evel Asa, Rabbi Lezer, Meimar, and then comes Rabbi Lezer to say, Af bizo, Rabbi Lezer posel chal nashirim. The other two tanas said that it's they everyone agrees either it's kosher, everyone agrees either it's pasul. Comes Rabbi Lezer and says, no, even in this case of machshava to leave over till a little time of the blood tomorrow, that's also machlokus in Rabbi Lezer chachamim. Rabbi Lezer is going to say it's pasul, and the chachamim are going to say that it is kosher. So that explains the brisa that we had yesterday. So now the Gemara asks, right? Rabbi Yehuda had just said that if you leave over, if you have machshava to leave over all of the blood till tomorrow, that it's possible. Why? Because he says, as far as, if you do leave over all the blood, it's possible. Then if you have machshava to leave over all the blood, it should be possible as well. And he says, that's the kulei alma. So the Gemara says, Savar Rabbi Yehuda laniach ledamam lemachar divrei hakol possible. Is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have machshava to leave over all the blood to the next day, everyone will agree that it's possible? Vatanya, I'm going to bring a raya from a brisa that is not the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. This is okay. Amar Rebbe. So Rebbe says, Kishe halachti limatzos midosai, which basically means when I went to squeeze out my measurements. Right? Where Rashi says limatzos midosai leida mitzui talmidai l'shol sekosai. When I went to squeeze out my learning and to ask all my shilas. Right? So halachti limatzos midosai. Eitzer Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. So he went to Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Right, of course, here that the Rambam says in his introduction to the Yad Chazaka that Rebbe was Rebbeim or his fathers, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel from Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua and from Rabbi Shimon his chavero. That's the Rambam says. So that's one of his Rebbeim. So Rebbe went to test himself, I guess, after Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. The Amri La, and some say a different lashon. He says Limatzos midosav. Rashi says lumod ulumatzos masha Rabbi Lazar chachamimeni. He went to see how much more Rabbi Lazar knows than he. Anyway, he went to Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Motzasi. So Rabbi says at the time I went, I found at that time Yosef Habavli Yosef Lefanov. I found the Tana Yosef Habavli sitting in front of him. There's a Gemara Psachim that says who Yosef Habavli is, who Yosef Ishutzal, who Yosef Habavli, who Isi ben Gur Aryeh, who Isi ben Yehudo, Isi ben Gamliel. There's a lot of names. What's his real name? Gemara says, Gemara Psachim Kufi Gimel, it's Isi ben Akav Yoshimo. Okay, so he's sitting by, Rav Yosef Habavli is sitting in front of Rav Lutz ben Shemuel. Yosef Vahaya Chaviv Alav B'Yoser. And I guess Yosef Habavli was very beloved to Rabbi Lezer, right? So he was sitting in front of him, and they were talking about in halacha, ad lahalacha achas. He was enjoying everything Yosef Habavli was enjoying what Rav Lezer ben Shmuel was saying until he got to this one question, Amra lo, and Yosef Habavli then says to Rav Lezer, Rebbe, my master, hashocher es hazevach, someone who does shchita of a korban, lehaniach midama lumachar ma'o, with the intent of leaving over the blood till tomorrow, what's the halacha? So Amr lo, so Rabbi Lezer. Remember, this is the case where Rabbi Yehuda says laniach midama lemachar would be pasul, since everyone agrees that it's pasul because they ought to that you actually would have all of it. So he says, so Amr lo, so Rabbi Lezer says back to him, this carbon is kosher, and then he asked him arvis, he asked him at night, and Rabbi Lezer didn't change his mind. He said it's kosher. He asked him shachris in the morning, Amr lo, kosher. He said that it's kosher. So harayim, he asked him in the afternoon, Amr lo, kosher. He still said it's kosher. Mincha, then he asked him, like, towards the evening, Amar lo kosher. Rav Lezer says it's kosher, according to the Chachamim, Ela Shereb Eliezer posel. But he brought down another shita of Reb Eliezer, who says that it's posel. So tzahavu panav shal Yosef Habavli. Yosef Habavli's face, I guess, lit up. He was very happy. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Lazar says to Yosef Abavli, Yosef, kimaduma ani shlo kivavnu shmosenu an ata. It appears to me that I guess you weren't happy with what I was saying until now. Why you must hold that it was supposed to be possible. So Amar Lo, so Yosef Abavli responds to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Hain, you're right. Everything was good till that point. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda, pasul shonali. When I asked the question, I had heard that Rabbi Yehuda said that it's pasul. That if you have makshava, right, if you have the makshava to throw the blood tomorrow, that it is pasul. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda, pasul shonali. V'chazarti al kol talmidav. And I went around to all the talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda. Ubikashti lichaver. And I was asking for someone to support my understanding, someone to corroborate what I heard. Lo matzasi. And I didn't see anything. And therefore I thought that maybe I forgot what I heard from Rabbi Yehuda. Question is, though, that's Rabbi Yehuda. He quoted the name of Rabbi Eliezer. But see a second. So he says, Achsov Shishanisa li pasul, now that you taught me that there's a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that says it's pasul, Hechzartli avedasi, you have returned to me my lost object. Hashav is a Veda for what I lost. And that's why I'm very happy. So Zolgu Einav Dumos Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. So the eyes of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua filled with tears. The Amar, and he said on Yosef Abadli, Ashreichem Talmid Chachamim Shedivrei Torah Chavivim Aleichem B'Yoser. Praiseworthy Talmid Chachamim, that the words of Torah are so beloved to you. Famous song. Right? So Karo Alav HaMikra Hazeh, and he called on Yosef Abadli, another song, Mo Hafis HaRosecha Kol Yom Yisi Chasi. It's amazing, this Tanayim wrote these songs before we... Okay, so how beloved is my Torah, all day I speak in it. So then Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua comes to explain to Yosef Abavli that when Rabbi Yehuda said pasul, it may not have been because Rabbi Yehuda himself said pasul, but ha mipnei, why did you hear Rabbi Yehuda say that it's pasul? And ha mipnei she Rabbi Yehuda benosh Rabbi Yolah. Rabbi Yehuda, stam Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, Mishnah Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda bar Yolah. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Rabbi Eloi is his father. The Rabbi Eloi talmido shel Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eloi was a talmid of Rabbi Eliezer. Lefichach shana lecha mishnas Rabbi Eliezer. That's why Rabbi Yehuda taught to you the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So they're right. That's the sheet. So you see here, he says that Rabbi Yehuda said that it was possible. He said Rabbi Eliezer, it's possible. It's really Rabbi Yehuda saying it's possible. So Gemara says, okay.
Is it a Tana or a Mora?
Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi is a Tana. So when it mentions Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that's the Rabbi Yehuda they're talking about, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. If it's Rabbi, it says Rabbi. But Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Correct? Right? That's right. Okay. The Isal Kedaita, now we got to get to the question. The question was, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that Divrei HaKol, it is Pasol? Right? The Isal Kedaita, Divrei HaKol Pasol. If Rabbi Yehuda held that Divrei HaKol Pasol, Isaac died of Divrei Kol Pasul Asne, that's what he taught. My Hechzarti Leivodasi, Iyu Plutikar Malay. If that was really his sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that everyone holds as Pasul, so what statement did he return, what Hashem's Aveda did he give back to him? He didn't teach him that everyone held as Pasul, he just taught him that there's a Machlokas.
Right.
Maybe it's just a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Eliezer, but not that Rabbi Yehuda holds Divrei Kol Pasul. And Elamai, the Gemara says, what? If you're going to tell me, Kosher, the Rabbi Lezer, Pasul Asne, so then maybe you'll tell me what? That it's Rabbi Yehuda says that it's really Kosher, but Rabbi Lezer is the one who is Rabbi. Rabbi Lezer is his Rebbe's Rebbe, his father's Rebbe, is the one who says that it's Pasul. Ihachi, my Hamipnei. Why is he telling him, and I'm not sure I get this, Ihachi, my. Why does Rabbi Lezer end his words by saying the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said it is because he's a son of Rabbi Eloi, and Rabbi Eloi is the Talmud of Rabbi Lezer. That's why he taught Mishnas Rabbi Lezer. So from that, it's mashma that Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. He's just saying it because it's his grand Rabbi's Shita. So Ananami Pluta Kamas Nisan. So Rabbi Lezer himself is telling the Rabbi Yossi that it is a... why does he just say that it's a machlokas? Why does he go through this whole thing of saying mipnei? I'm not exactly sure what it is. Ella olam, really you say divrei hakol pasul asne. Really, Rabbi Yehuda taught him that it's divrei hakol, that everyone agrees if you have machshava to leave over the blood tomorrow, everyone agrees it's pasul. Umay hechzartu li'avodasi. What does it mean hechzartu li'avodasi? Because we just said if Rabbi Yehuda says divrei kol, what does it mean that you return my lost item? If what you're teaching me is it's not divrei kol, it's just a machlokas. So he says the hardly mia shum psulus ba'olam. No one was admitting to me any shita that holds in its puzzle. At least you found me the shita of Rabbi Lazar, who says that it's puzzle. Yeah, yes, Rabbi Yehuda taught me divrei kol puzzle. I'm going out anywhere to try to corroborate that. No one tells me there's any shita of puzzle. You at least found me Rabbi Lazar, who says that it's puzzle. So at least you were maxing me at least part of my aveda. Maybe a stick of shua because he was only gave him a mode of a mixas. But still, but you returned at least part of it, because there was no one telling me that there was a shita that says it's puzzle. At least now you found me one shita that says it's puzzle. But it's not a raya that Rabbi Yehuda didn't say divrei kol puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda still could have said to him divrei kol puzzle, and I was looking for corroboration. I already got partial corroboration. Okay.
Am I speak about why he changed his answer after like 5 times?
I don't know.
He kept saying A,
I don't know.
And then he changed
it to B. No, he didn't change it so much. He just added to it. That he gave another sheet. I guess he realized that he was trying to answer him the halacha, and then he saw that he wasn't happy, so he goes, oh yeah, you're right, that's the halacha, but you don't know there's this other sheet. I don't know.
Maybe we get that there's more depth to Gemara where there's machlokas than Divrei Kol.
Not following. Say again.
Well, if there is a machlokas, then you get different views and you can form an opinion. Whereas divrei kol, there's no discussion.
Ein lechanami. That's what dissenting opinions are.
Right.
And every now and then, when the Supreme Court changes, they take the dissenting opinion and they'll make it the rule of law, and then we'll be back to where we're supposed to be. Okay. God willing. Fine. So now the Mishnah. So the Mishnah now is going to go through a list of apparently non-essential avodos when it comes to the menachos. And if you don't do these items, really, I mean, you're supposed to, it's a mitzvah to do, but if you don't do them, nevertheless, the mincha would be kosher. Whether it's Ol Olam Shemchov or not, I don't know, but it assumes that it is kosher. So the Mishnah here gives a little bit of background. He says there are many avodos that are done when it comes to the menachos. Some of them are likuva, are essential, and if you don't do them, the mincha is pasul. And some of them are not essential. So this Mishnah is going to list all those avodos that if you don't do them, the mincha is not pasul. So a little bit of the how the Mekor mincha is done. So if you're talking about menachos that come with oil. Right, there's a bunch of different menachos. Some of them come with oil, some of them not. But the menachos that come with oil, what you do first is you put the oil into the kli. Then you put the flour onto the oil. Then you put the oil onto the flour, and you mix everything together. Now, if this was a mincha, if it's a mincha that's baked in a machvas, in a marcheshes, or a tanur, then you bake them after you put them in. You bake them in the way you're supposed to. And by minchas rakikim, which is something else, which is made in an oven, then you put more oil on them, I guess. After you bake them at nachos, you break them up into pieces, or you fold them up, and then you put a third time oil on top of the mincha, and then you put the levona on top of it. Some of the menachos require a waving, and all the menachos require to be brought to the mizbeach, like touch the southwest corner of the mizbeach. After the sagasha, the menachos that require kmitza is done. The kmitza is put into a kli shareis, and you put Lavona on top of it, and then you bring it up to the Mizbeach and you makter it. That's like a little summary of it.
So what are you doing kmitza just on flour, not on baked
things? These things look like you're doing on baked things. So Gemara says, lo yatsak, if you didn't put the shemen on it, right? Lo yatsak, Rashi says, hainu yitzika achrona. Remember I mentioned the three menachos, right? The betchila nosin shemen bekli, v'yacha kachsoles, ubolel, v'chozer v'yotzik shemen. So if you didn't put the shemen on at the end, right, velo bolo, or you didn't. It seems over here velo bolo. He says velo bolo. Kegon shenasan kol halog matan arishon shukodim lasiyasa dichisa shwana amar parakam pzula. So you put all the oil in supposed to, but you didn't put that second oil to mix it together. Velo bolo, or velo patat, which you didn't fold it into these pieces. Right, the pasuk says patoso sapitim, or velo malach, or you didn't put the salt on it. The pasuk says kol korban minchascha. Or lo hinif, in the two of the korbanos that require tenufa of waving it to Mincha Sota and the Minchas Omer required waving, or lo higish, he didn't bring the Mincha to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, Oshe Pisason Pitim Erubos. So I'm not sure what that means. I think it says that he made them too big. Right? Rashi says, take the fourth middle-sized line, second to last middle-sized line, right? He says, Pitisa La'achar Fiyasan Potatan V'komets. Right? He says, Upitata Merubos Gedolos Yoser Medinon. Right? He made them too big. Like he's saying later on, Minchas Yisrael Kofol Echad L'Shnayim V'Shnayim L'Dalet. He's supposed to fold it into two, then fold the two into four, so he makes them too big. Right, I think that's what it means. Right, the low mashchon, or these matatan, or we're supposed to pour, you know, I guess, put more oil on it after they're baked. If you didn't put the oil on after it's baked, nevertheless, ksheiro, all these things are kosher. I really need like a book to see what is actually, how it actually looks and what it's done. Okay, so Gemara then says, my lo yotzak. What does it mean, lo yotzak, that you didn't, Rashi says that you didn't put that last oil, you didn't put the oil on it, that final stage. Ilema lo yotzak klal. If you tell me that you didn't put it at all on it, ikuvuk sivei, that can't be, because based on the psukim, that part of the mincha, that part of the oil, is ma'akev, it's essential. Rashi says, ikuvuk sivei, nemra yitzika mincha soles, it says the concept of pouring the oil by the mincha soles, v'nithshneis v'minchas machlas. And it's repeated by the other mincha. And we know the halacha is, any time the Torah, when it comes to kachim, the Torah says that something twice, that's likuva. He also says, he says, another way you can learn that it's likuva, you put on shemen, that makes it the mincha. The mincha, he mincha, below shelo yatzak mincha, the chol he ikuva. Anytime it says the word he, that makes it essential. Fine. So how can it be that lo yatzak is still kosher? If lo yatzak, based on the psukim, is essential. So elo lo yatzak, what does it mean lo yatzak? Lo yatzak kohen elazar. If that pouring of the oil was done, again, Rashi says, this pouring of the oil is the third pouring of the oil. That's at the very end. So he says it's not done by, that wasn't done by Kohen, but it was done by a Zar. It's not the Kuba that it has to be done by a Kohen. Or says, wait a second. If Lo Yotzak means Lo Yotzak Kohen, Ihachi Lo Bolo Nami Lo Bolo Kohen Elazar. That would mean that when it's the next line of the Mishnah says Lo Bolo, which is not mixed together, that's in an earlier stage, when you put the shemen on top of when you mix the shemen with the flour, again you have the shemen first and the flour and then the shemen, and mixing it all together, that would also mean that it was the reason why it's kosher is because it's not done. It's kosher even if it's done by a zar, not by a kohen. Halo balo klal, but mashma from there that if you didn't do belila at all, it would be kosher, right? Because you're saying it's the same. Psula, right? So, but it would be possible, right? So, therefore. You want to make consistency between the Mishnah. If you're saying lo yotzak means lo yotzak kohen, so lo balo should mean lo balo kohen. But there has to be blila. But don't we know, v'hatnan, we have the Mishnah, like 80 days from now, shishim, a little less maybe, shishim, 60 esrone soles, so 60 of this measurement of soles, nivlalin, can be mixed together appropriately in one log shemen. Supposed to bring one log shemen. And they say 60 astronim is mixed together with one luk shemen. But shisha ve'echad einiv loyim. 61 astroni soles cannot be mixed with one luk shemen. So if I made a neder to bring a carbon of 61 astroni soles, I have to split them up into two pans. Right? As Rashi says, shisha ve'echad einiv loyim belog echad. Hilkach lo yavi 61 astronim b'kli echad l'fi she'ein rashai l'sei sham shnei lugin. You can't put two lugin in one kli, but you put one lug in a kli. So if you have 61, you need one lug in a kli, and one lug is not going to mix 61, so you have to put one lug in two kli, kalim, and then put 30 and 31 in each of the kalim. Okay. So he said, right, shishu echad ein nivlalin, v'hav v'inan ba. But we ask over there in the Mishnah, ki einam nivlalin mai have. Who cares that they don't get mixed together well? V'hatnan, doesn't our Mishnah stay here, lo balo kashera. If it's not mixed, it's kosher. So you see here that when the Mishnah says lo balal, Sheira, the assumption of the Gemara later on, was that lo bolo meant literally lo bolo, not lo bolo by a kohen, but it was bolo by a zar, right? V'atlan lo bolo sheira. So the Gemara, v'amar Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Zera there answered, you're right. Kol haroy lebila in bila makeves. Kol she'ein roy lebila bila makeves bo. You're right. It's lo bolo, it's kosher. It's only kosher if it has the capacity to be mixed. Kol haroy lebila. If it's roy to be mixed and it's not mixed, then it's kosher. But if it's not roy to be mixed, meaning you could never mix it appropriately because it's 61, that's only so less, then you can't. And then you didn't mix it, so then it's no good. Only it has to be roy, then it's no good. But again, the assumption being is that the carbon, when we say lo bolo, means literally lo bolo. And when does lo bolo make us kosher? So long it had the capacity to be mixed, and it wasn't mixed, it would be kosher. But that goes against our diuk, which was that lo bolo meant lo bolo kohen, but it was bolo zar. So Gemara says, oh, what's the big deal? Midiaria, who cares so much? Hakadisa, hakadisa. Each soul, or each case in the Mishnah, is talking about its own case. Hakadisa, hakadisa. Lo yatzak means lo yatzak kohen el azar. And that's kosher. Yitzika has to be done, because that pasuk has to be done, but it can be done by a zar. So when we say lo yatzak, it's kosher, it means lo yatzak kohen, but it was done by a zar. And lo balal, when it says lo balal is kosher, it means it wasn't balal at all, so long as it had the ability to be nivlal.
Doesn't that have to be done in a klisharis?
Yes.
So how can a zar, is a zar allowed to touch a klisharis?
As long as he's taught him. Yeah, as long as he's Torah. Okay. Tosos asks, if you look at Tosos, Amar Rabbi Zera, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like 11, 12 lines down. He says, V'im tomar minole de liboi ro'i lebila, me'acha de bila me'acha. If we just learned in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that bila is not essential, so how do I know, where's the source to tell me that it still has to be roi to bila? Where do you get that from? So he says, V'yish lomar, svarav almahu, it's a svara. Keva and the kasa of rachmana bila. Since the Torah writes that the carbon has to be balul, has to be mixed up, and we now know that it's not leikuve, so what does the Torah mean for when it says bila? The nevai lekola pochas roi lebila. At least it should be susceptible or have the ability to be bila. Again, I don't think it really, I think just begs the question again, but Tosos is raising, once the Torah mentions bila, where do you, and the Mishnah says that, sorry, once the Mishnah says that bila is not ma'akev, so how do you know that it has to be roy to bila? Bila is not ma'akev, it should be across the board. There's no, once the Torah mentions bila a little bit, it has to have some teeth to it. So that some teeth to it would be that it has to be roy to bila. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah says, Oshe pitasan pitim merubos. You made them into too big of pieces. I mean, I guess you didn't fold it over sufficiently. So the Gemara says, wait, hashta, let me ask you a question. Lo patas klal. If you didn't do the folding at all, kshera, the carbon is kosher. Pitim merubos mi bai. So then why do you have to tell me that if you folded it not enough, it's kosher? If you didn't fold it at all, it's kosher. You're supposed to fold it into two and then into four. So you folded it, the Mishnah says, you folded it into two, it's kosher. If you didn't fold it at all, it's kosher. If you fold it into two, of course it's going to be kosher. The Gemara says, no. So, my pitin merubos. So, what does it mean, pitin merubos? Change the means pitin merubos. Sheriba pieces in. I guess you folded it too much. And then you have these small, I guess you have these small pieces. They become crummy, I guess, maybe. The ibais, so that's what it means. The ibais ema, or you can answer, la'ola pitin merubos. No, so like we said before, pitin merubos said you didn't fold it enough. Pitin merubos mamash. So, ma'o de tema, you would have thought, Hassam, when it's not folded at all, there, that's what it's called, Hudi Ika Torah's Chalasalam. So they're still considered loaves, or rolls. They're still considered loaves. They're not folded. They're still considered loaves. Aval Hacha, but here, when you folded them, they're in this limbo in-between status. Aval Hacha, the low Torah's Chalasika, if you folded it once, they don't have the idea of being a full loaf. The low Torah's Batistanika, but they're not yet to the point of being these pieces yet. They're not folds yet. So they're in this limbo status. Right, so therefore, you would say that might be possible because it's in between. Kamash one that know that even in this case where you only folded it once, or folded it twice, okay, I don't know where how that looks like or when you do it, then that would be that kamash one that is still kosher. I think Malcolm, that's a problem. It's just this metzius of what's okay, actually.
It's not the old sense. It never happened.
What does it do? Like, how do you? What are you taking the kamitzu off? Are you taking the kamitzu off of this like these. Yeah, I guess so. Remember, the Gemara said that you right, one of the hardest. One of the hardest.
The regular mincha is it in the dough?
Easy. That's easy. But it's when it comes, when it's baked, these baked ones, when they're already baked, that's when that's very hard. Right?
Yeah, it's impossible.
You have to go to thumbs, you might go up. It's the same thumb that kills the bird.
You can
wipe
it on a
cookie. What do you mean? You took kibitza before you bake?
No. You're doing kibitza afterwards.
Afterwards?
These three. You're doing it afterwards.
Where's the one you put in the
kibitza? I don't know. I don't know.
It's the basic one.
It's not the one. No, the kibitza is in the rod. It's on the
Not in these.
And then afterwards you have another one over here.
Not in these.
Usually it is, but this is something that when...
Yeah, it's matzo meal.
It's matzo meal. Yeah, but the kibitza is done on the dough.
No.
Twice.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
There's
different korban menachos. Some menachos are done that way. Some menachos are done after they're baked. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. The cases when they're when these ones.
Crackers. The wafers have to be done in matzo meal.
They're made into wafers. They're cooked in the pan or the pot or the deep pan.
How do you do kibitza on a wafer?
Crack it.
Right.
Yeah, it's very hard. Right. If it's being done just on the flour, it's not hard.
Right.
All right. So lema masnisen de loker Rabbi Shimon. I mean, it must be in the intro of the article. Maybe he has a better way of figuring out when. Right, lema masnisen de loker Rabbi Shimon. Say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Right, our Mishnah said that if you do the yitzika, that pouring of the oil at the end by a zar, it's kosher. Maybe that's not like Rabbi Shimon. Titanya, because Rabbi Shimon, there's a brace in the Torah's Kahanim that says as follows: Rabbi Shimon Omer kol kohen she'eno mode ba'avodo. Any kohen who's not so frum and doesn't agree to the avoda, meaning he doesn't believe that Hashem commanded the avoda, he just thinks it's stuff that Moshe and Aaron made up, right? If he doesn't believe in the avoda, ein lo chelek b'kahuna, he cannot get a portion. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, right? Hamakriv es dam hashlamim, one who puts up the dam hashlamim, the sechelev. Mibnei Aaron, if he's from the Bnei Aaron, lo tia shokhayimin lamana. He gets the shokhayimin. Mara says, mode ba'avoda yesh lo chalek b'kuna. If he admits the avoda that is legit, he gets a portion. She'ein mode ba'avoda, ein lo chalek b'kuna, he doesn't get a portion. Ve'ein li ella zo bilvad. I know from the pasuk that he has to be mode about, what's the pasuk talking about? Mak the dam, bringing the blood onto the Mizbeach. Minayin the rabos chamisha esrei havodos. How do I know to include that if he doesn't, if he's not motivated to any of the following 15 avodos that have to be done by the kohen, that he also does not get a share in the matnos kavuna? And what are they? Number one, yitzikos. There's a question right away. Yitzikos hashemen, which we said that kasher by a zar. Rav Shimon's brisa saying that it has to be done by a kohen. So yitzikos, vablilos, mix them together, vapetitos, you know, folding the menachos, vamelichos, insulting the korbanos, vatnufos, waving the korbanos, vahagashos, bringing the mincha to the southwest corner, vahakamitzos, and taking out the kamitza, vahaktaros, and burning things on the mizbeach, vahamelichos, melika, vahkabalos, kabalos adam, vahazos, and sprinkling of the blood, vahashkazos, sota, giving the sota the drink, vahrifos egla, doing the ereg egla rufa, vitaros hametzora, and using the birds for purifying the person with tzaras, vinisius kapayim, and blessing the you know, raising their hands, doing the duchening, bein b'mifnim, bein b'mechutz, whether it's in the base of Middush or outside the base of Middush, minayin, how do I know that if the Kohen is not more than these avodos, he also doesn't get a portion in the avoda, tamid lomar mi b'nei Aaron, that's what it says, from the children of Aaron, avoda hamasul of Aaron, any avoda that's Masur, it's given over to Bnei Aaron. Kol Kohen, she'ena moda b'ein lo chalek b'kuna. If you're not moda that, you don't get a chalek b'kuna. But you see right away that Yitzikos, which is the first one, is on the list of 15. Tosa says there's a lot more than 15, but he says that Yitzikos are on the 15. So how do you tell? Can you tell me that Yitzikos? I don't see what necessarily what the question is.
Yeah.
Okay. So it can be done, but it could also be done by if he's not moda then I'm not sure. Okay. He says Yitzikos are on the 15, and according to this, apparently Yitzikos not kosher by a zar. So Amar Rav Nachman.
Can I just understand? His avoda is kosher. It's just he doesn't get his portion.
I don't know. Seems here he's only talking about the portion. Maybe his avoda wouldn't be kosher either. But maybe he can maybe get from somebody else's avoda. And the Gemara is saying no.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says lo kasha. There's no steer between Rav Shimon and our Mishnah. Kan the Brisa is talking about b'minchas kohanim. That's talking about the menachos of Kohanim. When it comes to the menachos of Kohanim are fully burnt in the Mizbeach. There is no kmitza. No kmitza is taking off. There's no shirayim. The whole thing is burnt. Kan, and that has to be done by the Kohen. Khan, our Mishnah is talking about the Minchas Yisrael, the Mincha brought by Yisrael. Minchas Yisrael, the Bas Kamitzahi, the Mincha of Yisrael, which Kamitza is done to it, so mi Kamitza the Eilach Mitzas Kahuna. So from the Kamitza onward has to be done by Kahuna. Li made al Yitzika ublila shekshayer bazar. And that comes to teach us that Yitzika and Belila is kosher bazar, which we just spent before to tell us that Belila, when it says Belila, it's not talking about Nazar. Okay. But it says Yitzika ublila shekshayer bazar. But Minchas Kohanim, that do not have Kamitza, the Lavas Kamitza, he may Korah by Kahuna. They'll have to require Kahuna from beginning to end. And that's the Mekorah Mincha that Rav Shimon is talking about in his Brisa. But just a quick question. Tosos points out, Tosos Minayin, Laravos, Tezvav Avodos. So one of the Avodos that Rav Shimon leaves out is Halacha. Doesn't mention Halacha. There's the four Avodos we know about, and Rav Shimon doesn't mention Halacha. That's because Rav Shimon's the Shitaso. Because if you remember, Tosos says, Hacha lo chashiv halacha, the Rav Shimon l'tamei, the lo chashiv le'avoda, the so perakam l'zachim. Rav Shimon says, halacha is not an avoda, because you could theoretically do the karbam without halacha. If you shechta right next to the mizbeach, it won't require halacha. So he says that halacha is not an avoda, that's why it's not, that's missing from the list over here. But he says,
halacha is possible bizarre, because anyway, the Kabbalah has to be done by the coin, right? And Kabbalah comes before. Anything from Kabbalah not
The only avoda that's kosher bazaar that we saw by the animal was the shechita. Right.
So isn't kamitza like basic to mincha or carbon?
No only to the ones that require kamitza. If there's a carbon that doesn't require kamitza, then it's not basic to it.
Oh, I'm saying I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the minchas kohanim doesn't require. If it's kula kolil, the only thing a kamitza does is it separates, and the kamitza gets burnt, and the rest of it gets eaten. So if there's a carbon like a minchas kohanim, it's fully burnt. You don't separate and you don't take out the kamitza. So okay. So the Gemara then says, Amar le Rava. Rava says, Michte. Wait a second. Let me ask him about this. Minchas Kohanim, Mehechi is Rabbi Yitzika. How do I even know that Minchas Kohanim requires Yitzika? Me Minchas Yisrael. They learn it out from the Minchas Yisrael. It's learned from the Minchas Yisrael. Ma Hasam, if the Yitzika by the Minchas Yisrael, which is the source, is Ksheir Bazar, so Abhacha Nami. So too, the what you're learning out from there also should be Ksheir Bazar. Now, we just said, made a distinction, that the Yitzika by the Minchas Yisrael can be done by a Zar, but it can't be done by the Minchas Kohanim. The whole fact that you know Yitzika by the Minchas of a Kohen, apparently is learnt out from the Minchas of Yisrael. So if it's kosher by the source, a Zar should be kosher by what you learn out from it. So Ikud, Avchachan Amri Shem Zar, and Ikud Amri, and some say that Rav said it this way, Amr Rav Nachman, no Kasha, Rav Nachman says there's no Kasha, there's no steer from Shimon to our Mishnah, Khan and our Mishnah is talking about B'nik Matzos, Karbonos that have Kemitza, that's in our Mishnah. Khan and the Bryce says, She'ev Nikmatzos, like the Minchas Kohanim, it's the same thing, just using different words. And Amalei Rava, Michne, She'ev Nikmatzos, Mehechitz Rabbi Litzika, those Karbonos that don't have Kemitza, how do you know they require Yitzika? They learn it out from the Karbonos that do have Kemitza. Nevertheless, you see that according to what is rejecting Rav Nachman's answer, you can't tell me that there's a distinction from Minchas Yisrael and Minchas Kohanim when it comes to Yitzika. You're saying that the pouring of the oil only can be done by a Zar by Minchas Yisrael, it can't be done by Minchas Kohen. That's impossible, because the whole fact that you need Yitzika is learned out from the Minchas Yisrael. Right? So, right, Ma Hosam K'sheir Bazar, Av Hacha Nami K'sheir Bazar. So the Gemara answers, this will stop, Elam Achvarta Masnis and Lo Karbi Shimon. It makes more sense to say, like we said originally, that our Mishnah that says that Yitzika is Kasha Bazar doesn't follow Shita Rav Shimon, who holds that Yitzika must be done by Azar. How he holds that Yitzika must be done by Kohen, it may not be done by Azar. Okay, stop here.